Yes, hi, ladies and gentlemen. Hello there, hello, hello. And welcome once again to America's favorite television show, That Wonderful War. Now, it wasn't the Boer War. It wasn't the Korean War. It wasn't even the Crimean War. Yes, that's right. You guessed it. Ha-ha. It was that wonderful war, World War III. Will you ever forget it? Remember when it began and we were all singing?
We're at war again. Get out those old time blackout shades. We're at war again. Whee! Hello to Scrap Drive. Parades, you'll be heroes. You husbands and brothers, wave goodbye to your wives and your mothers. Yes, the USA has gone all the way. We're at war again.
Hey! Yes, remember, those were the days when there used to be a Florida and a Texas attached to the United States. Then came the dastardly sneak attack on Perth Amboy, New Jersey. You remember Perth Amboy. Soon, aroused Americans were singing this
stirring song. Well, so long, Mom. I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. Though I may roam, I'll come back to my home. Though it may be just a pile of debris. Remember, Mommy, I'm off to get a commie. So send me a salami somehow. I'll look for you when the war is over. About an hour and a half from now.
Bad for a while in World War III, but then Japan, Germany, and the United States, the Allies, fought bravely back. Inspired by wonderful songs like this one, which I'm sure you'll remember.
The fallout's fallen, the wind is blowing, New York is gone, and Chicago's going, and I'm the only girl left in Kalamazoo. Don't worry, baby, I'm waiting for you. So keep on flying, as victory beckons. 'Twill all be over in 20 seconds. Then you and I can be together once more in a world completely at peace and totally free. Till World War IV.
Isn't she lovely? And she's so radioactive, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, but who could ever forget it? That wonderful war, World War III. When it was over, all the American people cheered. All 700 of us. There goes one of them now. But my goodness, so many memories. Remember the enemy's big mistake? The day they attacked our 51st state, Formosa? Yes, sir. But you know, that war is just a memory today. And as this country's great leader, President Dick Gregory... As President Gregory said the other day to Vice President Jim Aubrey, he said, as I stand here, he said, in the nation's capital, Fargo, North Dakota, I want all you fellas to know that World War III marked an important step forward in the history of the human race. For it accomplished one major thing, ladies and gentlemen. It kept the world safe and preserved and ready for stupid shows like this one, That Wonderful War. Good night once again.
This afternoon in Washington, cigarette industry spokesman Robert Miner told a congressional committee that health warnings on cigarette packages might cause tobacco companies to make even stronger claims for their products. Thus, suggests Mr. Miner, health warnings are potentially dangerous to smokers' health. Mr. Miner, you get TW3's Double Think Award of the Year.
One of the greatest problems facing this nation is that of the high school dropout. Each year, more and more students are quitting school without getting a diploma.
We at TW3 feel sorry for high school dropouts because of all the fun things that they're missing by not going to high school. And the worst thing about being a dropout is that you don't have a school song. So now we'd like to present our non-school song.
No more pencils, no more books, no more teachers, dirty looks, dropouts! Dropouts,
J-T! On drop.
national shame. Cheer for our fun-loving Breed, who can't hardly read or write our name. March, dropouts, backward march, ain't we a tragedy? Leave us unite and fight, fight, fight for good old stupidity. Proud of the will to fail. You won't find us in the school halls, look, in the pool halls, or in jail. Long may our colors wave, sons of the black and blue. Light-hearted chaps who steal up caps, we've got nothing else to do.
Ignoramus, there you are, sitting in your hopped-up car, and your brains ain't up to par, and your ears stick out too far.
Go, dropouts, go and buy one comic book or two. Some rest and enjoyment, your unemployment check is due. Soon, dropouts, very soon, you'll wear a different hat. Soon you will be in the army, just try dropping out of that.
TW3 presents its weekly roundup of delightful news from everywhere. The overthrow of the government of Brazil this week is only the most recent of many Latin American revolts. Some claim that South America has some sort of a record set there. The record looks to us like 45 revolutions a minute.
Washington. President Johnson announced on Wednesday that while farmers are getting 30% less for foods they produce, the housewives are paying 30% more. Well, that 60% goes somewhere. Do you suppose those marvelous things you get with trading stamps aren't really free?
On Wednesday, Senator Everett Sugarthroat Dirksen, the Republican Senate leader, attacked the part of the civil rights bill that would outlaw segregation in motels. On Thursday, Drew Pearson revealed that Senator Dirksen has been a frequent guest at Bobby Baker's Carousel Motel. Funny. One day the senator supports discrimination, and the next day he shows none at all.
Just 3 hours ago, Pravda announced that former Russian Premier Georgi Malenkov, former Foreign Minister Molotov, and former First Deputy Premier Kaganovich have all been expelled from the Communist Party for supporting the Red Chinese. We suspect at this very moment they would rather be dead than red. And by tomorrow, who knows?
Next fall, all three networks will make many changes in their television schedules. For some reason, NBC is moving TW3 to Tuesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. We didn't even know NBC was on Tuesday night.
Jack Parr will still be seen by a few stalwart viewers at his regular time. The Jack Parr Show will be preceded by a half hour of tetanus shots.
Another major change in the fall, the entire ABC network will be seen on the CBS network in the mornings. Europeans who see American TV for the first time are a little bit astonished or sometimes upset by it. Well, good, bad, or indifferent, it's our TV, and we think it's beautiful.
Oh, beautiful for trend expos, for ratings high and low, that keep hillbillies on the air while Shakespeare
beautiful for rental cars, for living bras and pants, for newlyweds who owe their bliss to antiperspirants. Oh, TV land, romance depends on thee. Oh, better death than denture breath or irregularity. Oh, beautiful for buffering to banish waves of pain, for florist and no cavities, for anvils in the brain. Oh, TV land, our health depends on thee. Thy products flood our tired blood from sea to shining sea.
Encouraged by the success of George Murphy in becoming a United States Senator, other Hollywood actors are entering politics. Ronald Reagan plans to run for governor in 1966. Actor Raymond Massey has said that he might be interested in entering politics. Wherever movie stars go, you can be sure movie stars' agents are sure to follow.
Hello, political casting agency. We have an actor to fit every elective office. You're the chairman of the Republican Party in Nevada? What can I do for you? You need a senator. I see. Well, let me see here. I got Charles Bickford. Did Charles Bickford ever play a senator? Are you kidding? There are three senators playing Charles Bickford. Certainly. Everett Dirksen's been doing him for years. What's that? Can he sing and dance? Look, all United States senators don't have to sing and dance. No. Well, yeah, Charles Bickford can carry a tune, but you know. Who? Spencer Tracy? No, I'm very sorry. Spence won't take anything less than a cabinet post. How about Jimmy Stewart? Well, I don't know. Jim won't actively campaign for the office, but he might accept an honest draft. Yeah, okay, thanks for calling. Got it. Hello? Yeah, you want a comedian? For what job? Governor of the state of Alabama. Yeah. I think you better stick with the one you got. Hello, PCA. Oh, this is the Republican National Committee? You need a president, yes. You want to know what actors have played the role? Let me see here. There's Henry Fonda, Frederick March, Peter Sellers. Look, I suggest you take Peter Sellers because, you see, he can also play all the members of the cabinet, your combined chiefs of staff, and one branch of the armed service. What do you mean, can he sing and dance? It doesn't matter. Wait a minute.
This week, American buildings were under attack around the globe. Today, for example, mobs of angry demonstrators attacked the American Library in Surabaya, or Surabaya. In recent weeks, American embassies have been stoned and burned in Cairo, Prague, Nairobi, and Jakarta. Yet despite all this vilification, not one word of complaint has been heard from the ambassadors on the scene. We wonder if the press hasn't been exaggerating these anti-American outbursts, or are the diplomats just being diplomatic?
Here in the American embassy, we're helping the natives out through famine and drought. We're courting them, supporting them, we're giving them food, and they love us now beyond any doubt. Leave the windows open, Ralph, they're throwing rocks again. You'll get accustomed to the custom. It happens now and then. We are proud to say that our foreign aid is helping the country grow, though progress is slow. But every day we find a way to win a few friends. There's a spark of love beginning to glow. Get the rickshaw ready, Ralph, they burned the limousine. But isn't it nice to know they've used American gasoline? Yes, our foreign policy's working well.
yesterday, commenting in his syndicated column on the lack of a definite policy in Vietnam, Joseph Alsop estimated that the chances of the United States coming up at this point with a policy that will lead quickly to peace are only a little better than even money, about 7-5 in our favor. We wonder if they'd agree with that estimate in Las Vegas.
Hello, Benny the bookie, best odds in Vegas. You want to know the odds on the North Vietnamese overrunning Saigon by closing day at Hialeah? Well, we're quoting 9-5. Okay, Charlie, you're down for 500 skins on the Viet Cong. All right, good enough. Hello, Benny the bookie. Chinese intervention on the ground, 4-1, right. All right, you got 2,000 and a 600 mil Chinese. Yeah, I got you down here. No, yeah. Hello, Benny the bookie. What's that? Chinese air support for North Vietnam? North Vietnam? That's even odds. Pick 'em. Oh, sorry, pal. That's the best I can do. Well, everything's a gamble these days. Ask Maxwell Taylor. Sure. Well, here... No, I can't. Hello, Benny the bookie. The present South Vietnamese government lasting until the All-Star game? That's 99-1 against. Now, hold your 10 grand. We're not taking any bets on that. No. No, I gotta go. I took a team bet, yeah. Hello, Benny the Boogie. War with Russia? 9-1. War with Peking Reds? 7-1. Use of atomic weapons? Us or them? Us 12-1. Them 6-1. Okay, you got it. World War III across the board. Yeah.
You won't be lost if there is no David Frost. After all, if you want entertainment, intellectual style, there's always Lawrence Welk, Donna Reed, Patty Duke, and Gomer Pyle. Big deal, this show, we're really not important at all. Tonight we'll go, but look what you've got to look forward to. Tammy and Gidget and Jeannie and Hank, Shindig the Second and the Hullabaloo, run for your life and my mother the car. Sometimes you don't know how lucky you are. Bonanza and Branded, Bob Hope and Bewitched, Gunsmoke, Laredo and Convoy and Combat, Flipper, Ed Sullivan and What's My Line, Totally New and Simply Divine, Andy Williams, Dean Martin, Steve Lawrence, the Smothers Brothers. Each one is sweet and each one is cute, and each one the same as the others. Wild West, Honey West, I Spy, Jesse James, Cracker B, and F Troop, all designed for the avant-garde group. Beverly Hillbillies and Petticoat Junction will of course continue to function. Big deal, our show, we've used up all the time that we could. Tonight we go, what shows will show an improvement this fall as they show. For example, Peyton Place will show its face 3 times a week, not twice. Isn't that nice? Don't you agree? Run up the flag, here's a salute, hip hip hooray for Fall TV. Gonna get it right between the eyes.
This is John Canceller outside the NBC studios in New York, where for the past 16 months, war has raged between NBC and TW3. But today, the insurgent TW3 guerrillas at last conceded defeat to the network mercenaries. Indeed, at 3 o'clock this afternoon at Appomattox Courthouse, TW3 leaders officially surrendered their blunted sword to the NBC peacock. At the moment, the TW3 rebels are being disarmed of their brains, and at exactly 10 o'clock this evening, the final ceasefire will take place. At that time, it is rumored Nancy Ames, Pat England,
Phyllis Newman, and Bert Tilstrom will flee the country for Argentina. Buck Henry, whoever he is, will be publicly tried on Hullabaloo for war crimes. And David Frost will be hanged by his heels from the highest lamppost in downtown Peyton Place, part two. This is John Kanzler returning you now to whatever is left of That Was the Week. That was.
Well, personally, I hate goodbyes, so let me just say hello out there, because that's it, really. That was. That was the week. That was. That was. Good night.
TW3 announcer has been Jerry Damon. Next week, see the premiere of Cloak of Mystery. Each weekday morning, Bob Barker hosts Truth or Consequences. Look in tomorrow morning at 10, 9 Central and Pacific time. And now stay tuned to The Science of Spying, an NBC News special with John Chancellor next on NBC.